Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
This is something we read about last week, and it's come to the fore this morning. It's in the press that if you live in a housing trust home out there and you misbehave, you're going to be given three strikes under this new scheme. Now, apparently there are something like 100 families or 100 individuals on their last strike.
Yep.
And then, I presume, you lose your house.
And this is a small minority. There's some 34,000 people in housing trust homes.
Let's find out more. The Minister for Human Services, Michelle Lensig, joins us. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Right. Is this accurate? Is it 100 families or homes that are on their last strike?
Yes, that's correct. In terms of can people be evicted, it's still a process that people go through with the South Australian Administrative Appeals Tribunal, SACAT.
Yep.
So they're the ultimate determinant. We try and be the model landlord for people, but the previous policy wasn't particularly clear. So having read through it, it sort of equates people who might have, you know, a noisy dog or put their bins in the wrong place with other much more serious behaviours. So we're trying to target that much more serious level of behaviour, which we think is unacceptable, and that people ought to have a bit more respect both for their neighbours and for their property.
Sure. So what's been happening so far? People can just get away with pretty much anything and still stay in their house, can they?
Well, in some instances, that is true. So the previous policy talked about three strikes, but what it didn't really clarify was that every 6 months that would be reset. So over a period of a few years.
How many months did you say? Three?
Six months. So over a period of a few years, people could have a range of strikes against them, and that wouldn't lead to them being evicted. And also it talked about disruptive behaviour, so sort of mixed up things like, you know, damaging your property to the point that it's unlivable with people parking their bins in the wrong place. But didn't really have different standards that made it clear to tenants that the staff found easy to follow and enabled that really problematic behaviour to be managed properly.
Michelle, on the surface, I agree with the policy. I think it's good. There's nothing worse than having a shocker of a neighbour or a group of neighbours that just make life hell for you. But my next question would be, what happens to these people if they lose their housing trust home? Are they out on the street, or do you just move them to another area? What happens?
Well, that's always been the question on people's minds, and I think in some ways has probably led to housing being a bit of a soft touch. Because we don't want to create a housing homelessness problem.
Yep.
So if there are mitigating circumstances, such as somebody has a mental health issue, then because we're not going to be dealing with lower level issues that should be settled between neighbours, then we're able to target people who really do have problems. So someone might have a mental health problem, or they might not have damaged the property themselves because it's been caused by a partner through domestic violence circumstances, then that enables us to assist those particular people. But we know that there is a particular group of people who just do abuse the system, and they're the people that we're targeting. And I've certainly heard, talking to former tenants, current tenants and staff of housing, that people who have been evicted, if they've come back and been rehoused, they've been much better tenants as a result.
What are we spending on damaged housing trust homes a year from, you know, people who are just reckless in their homes?
Well, I don't have that figure in front of me, but it is very significant. So what we do is we charge that back to tenants. There's no guarantee that we'll always get it, but we do try and recover those costs from people.
All right, Michelle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Lensing is the Minister for Human Services. I think it sounds fair enough. Well, if you abuse a property, and especially if you damage it.
If you're lucky enough to get one to start with and then abuse it.
You should lose it.
It's tough, isn't it? And then you've got to take into consideration everything that leads to it as well. But they have to stand their ground if people are just being reckless. It's ridiculous.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.